Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
It's a half hour to showtime at Seattle's McCall Hall, and the Porgy and Bess musicians are warming up in the orchestra pit. Everyone's wearing their dressy black outfits, including John Patrick Lowry, who's strumming away on the banjo.
So you sit next to the piano, and over here on your right are
the first strings are here, and the basses are behind me. The celli are right there.
From the first day of rehearsal, Lowry made an impression on the orchestra.
All these wonderful musicians concentrating very hard and, marking their parts. And then we got to my part, and I started playing, and everyone in the orchestra kind of went, boing. They kind of, all turned and looked at me and started smiling.
Do you remember the first time you heard a banjo?
Oh, sure. Five-string banjo, Scruggs-style banjo, became famous when Bonnie and Clyde came out, and the tune Foggy Mountain Breakdown. I remember seeing the Grand Ole Opry on television back in the 50s, and it was a very friendly, very American kind of experience, and they were singing all this twangy music.
Is that a good way to describe the banjo, friendly and American?
You cannot be sad playing the banjo.
Which brings us to the music of Porgy and Bess. George Gershwin wrote the music, and his brother Ira wrote the lyrics. John Demain conducts the opera. He remembers how the score blew him away the first time.
You hear Broadway, you hear jazz. The way he uses brass and the fact that there are saxophones from time to time, he drew in the American idiom. Even the shape of a tune like Summertime, whether it was intentional or whether it was subconscious, if you think, sometimes I feel like a motherless child, summertime and the living is easy. That idea of what creates a folk melody, an American a folk spiritual.
The opera also features It Ain't Necessarily So, I Loves You Porgy, and I Got Plenty of Nothing. This last song's the one where Lowry plays the banjo. At this point in the opera, the banjo's being played when Porgy, a crippled beggar, is loving life after finding a woman named Bess. Gordon Hawkins plays Porgy.
I think he starts off as kind of like a person resigned to his lot. And then the catalyst of Bess is introduced into his personal life, and he sees another possibility for himself.
What do you think of the banjo?
I think it's a great instrument.
I would think on stage, given your career, that you hear a lot of instruments, but that is not an instrument you typically that you hear from the pit.
No, you don't hear a lot of banjos in the opera house.
Still, it's up to Hawkins to connect the banjo to his character.
If the composer wanted the flavor of a certain instrument, like Gershwin wanted a banjo in that particular moment, then I have to come up with an emotion in my mind to justify why he chose that particular instrument.
So what is that?
Intimacy. Folk. Familiar. Simple. Not grand.
But the banjo in Porgy and Bess, which dates back to the 1920s, is stunning to look at.
It's a little bit old, and the gold plating is a little bit pitted now, but as you can see, every possible square inch that can be engraved is engraved.
It's also got a colorful history. It was once played on the vaudeville stage and is part of a big band orchestra. The daughter of the original owner held on to the banjo all these years. When Lowry found out, he told her
that I was going to bring the banjo back to life and take it to Seattle Opera and, give it a chance to breathe and live again.
And Lowry does bring it back to life at the top of Act Two.
I get plenty of nothing, nothing plenty for me. I got no cause, got no reward, got no misery.
Seattle Opera's Porgy and Bess plays through Saturday at McCall Hall. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
I'm a child of mine.